when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
And Cry Forever is the latest album from Amy Shark. It's out today. It's available everywhere now. So today is a great day to welcome back Amy Shark. Woohoo!
Hi. Welcome. How are you guys?
Very
good.
Very well.
Brand spanking new album, Cry Forever.
There we go.
How exciting.
It's crazy. I thought there was a time where I thought, that's it, this album's never coming out.
I bet.
Sit here forever, you know. So to think that it's out and people can listen to it as a full body of work is really wild to me right now.
Awesome. And you're having a whole party tomorrow to celebrate it. This is a live stream event.
Any excuse for a party. yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, it's obviously going to be out at midnight, but like, you know, around America, that's kind of when it's going to come out. So I think, yeah, it's going to be really fun. And I still just can't believe everyone's sort of listening to these songs. It's awesome.
Well, you got some heavyweight help. We talked to you about this when previous singles came out. But, you know, since then, we've now got ourselves blasted with the Keith Urban song.
So Keith Urban.
It's well and truly. That one settled well in.
But Ed Sheeran and Travis Barker. How cool is that?
Yeah, I kind of didn't muck around on this one.
No.
It was just like, I knew I wanted to sort of elevate everything for this next sort of Shark 2.0 series, we were calling it. It definitely turned out a lot bigger than I could have ever expected.
Now, this ties together quite well because I remember you were quite a punk fan. That's why you were so keen to get hold of Blink last time we spoke. I remember you saying that. Now, I discovered that sharks are attracted by like really loud rock.
Does it attract you?
We're talking sharks in the ocean. They play it in the ocean. They come investigate. And it works for you as well, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why I'm here, you know. that's good to know, actually. I might, like, keep the punk down when I'm on a boat next time. Just, like, keep it at a volume that's
well,
here. That's wild. That's good to know.
Now, obviously, these massive names to work with. Who was your favourite? We're going to make you choose now. Ed Sheeran, Keith, Travis. Who's the best?
You can't pick a favourite because they're so different, you know. Travis was drumming. Keith was performing, Ed was writing, so
yeah.
They're all in their own little fields, and, you know, I'm like, you know, you can't ask a mother to pick between her children.
Wow. They're your children now. Yeah. I love it.
My children.
I wonder what Keith feels
my
about
babies.
That. So, okay.
Yeah, pretty weird. Don't start that rumour, maybe.
No, that's probably not a good idea.
Wow, and you've also got a six-part mini docu-series happening at the moment called Forever Amy Shark. Now, the latest episode features Ed Sheeran. Where can we see this?
YouTube's probably the best way to see that it's sort of, I guess, partnered with YouTube. So, there's three more episodes to go. The Ed Sheeran one's is one of my favourites, obviously. I still can't believe that I have that footage of us crafting this song. It's so crazy to watch.
So, look, there's lots of ways to soak up the Amy Shark action, whether it's YouTube or, of course, the new album or
the tour.
Concert, which, July 3 is coming through Perth?
Yes. I'm so excited to tour this show. This album is so fun to play. It's a lot more, like, guitar heavy and... I mean, when you mix this album with the back catalogue, it's just a really fun set, you know, and it's a really big sound, it's a really big show, so it's, like, well worth the tickets, I guess.
Awesome. Well, you heard the lady. Get your tickets at amyshark.com to see her live here in Perth on July 3rd at RAC Arena. Amy?
Beware, because this concert and or album may attract sharks.
Guaranteed one shark.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there.
Oh, good.
Nice. Excellent. The other big news, masks remain for us indoors for another week. But you don't need one outside if you can keep your distance.
Outside, you're free.
Yeah.
It's great.
Don't need pants either outside. Did I read that wrong? They didn't specify pants.
Look, I don't think pants are mandatory, but it would be nice if you did.
I don't think pants are mandatory. Well, I'll take that as gospel then. Thank you very much. 30 people allowed at your house.
Yeah.
Not big parties is what they're saying. You can have a few.
You can have a barbie.
For the next week, don't have a big lot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, things largely go back to normal from midnight, including pubs, cafes and such. Nightclubs can reopen as long as they stick to 4 square metres and masks.
Yeah. Good luck with
that. I mean, I haven't been to a nightclub in a while, but I don't know that. I don't know how easy that will be to implement.
I mean, you just let so many people in, but I don't think no one is going to be keeping their distance in there. That's the whole idea of a nightclub, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Oh, by the way, 75% for Optus and major venues.
That is good.
That's pretty good.
The Derby's going to have a crowd, which is great.
Now, Australia Post backed off on what they were delivering. Up to this point, they've been delivering sort of dairy and small goods and stuff, and they were saying that we're not doing that anymore.
You said that. I didn't even know they delivered food.
I didn't know they did either. But, you know, there's amazing things. Not necessarily can be delivered here, but this is, if you're looking for business ideas, there's a solicitor.
You always are, I know.
Some of Australia's ideas for, you know, quirky deliveries. Like, there's an ice cream delivery service, not to WA, New South Wales, Victoria, ACT and Queensland. And it's not all deliveries. It's the Messina ice cream brand. I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
Prescription medicine in some parts of Australia. The third nationwide app-based prescription medicine delivery service.
I have seen this.
Chemist to you for that one. Fresh sushi. Again, I don't know if that's everywhere, but mini shimishima.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe saying that wrong. Mind you, that's it. I remember when there used to be a sushi van that would come around other workplaces that I've been to. Not quite the same as deliveries, but hey, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't this just all like Uber Eats and Menulog and all that?
Witchy supplies.
Witchy supplies for all your witchy goods.
For all your witchiness. You can sign up to Box of Shadows, a monthly subscription box out of the US.
My goodness. Is it delivered to you via broomstick?
You would hope so.
Just a puff of smoke. It's in the office.
I think you've been puffed, but I hear what you're saying. altar tools, oils, tinctures and cleansing sage bundles. All delivered.
Excellent.
Cakes, obviously. The one that grabbed my attention, I mean, apart from plants, cocktails. Cocktail porter is a nifty service. Again, I don't know if that's here. But the goat lawnmower squad. That's the one that I thought I like the most. You like goats, right? Who doesn't like a goat?
Who doesn't like goats?
Well, if you live in New South Wales South Coast or Greater Melbourne, you can rent a herd of goats to come and snip your lawn and devour your weeds. Herds for hire and graze away.
I don't know how good of a job they'd do. I mean, it'd be eaten down.
It wouldn't be neat,
You wouldn't have those lines that you get when someone's done the lawn beautifully. It's like
there'd be no tartan pattern in there by any stretch. And I can't imagine
that. Probably be like holes.
I don't think their edging would be great either.
No.
And look, I can't guarantee that what's in your garden beds would still be there after they've been through either.
There'd be absolutely nothing left, and there might be some little presents left behind as well.
And look, I don't have access to any goats, but I could deliver some angry cats. I don't know what they could be useful for.
Yeah, I don't think angry cats are good for anything. Name one thing an angry cat is good for.
Getting rid of other angry cats? Possibly. Anyway, I'm working on my delivery service, okay? Right. I need to brainstorm.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
All right. Keep the masks on for another week indoors.
Indoors. Outdoors, you're free. You can go for a walk now without a mask.
Well, as long as you're not kind of, you know, right up in someone's face.
If you're not in a busy street.
Yeah. Yesterday was International Dance Day, right? Today's International Jazz Day. Day's intended to raise awareness in the international community of the virtues of jazz, right? As an international tool, an educational tool, a force for peace, unity, dialogue, and enhanced cooperation among people.
Okay.
Putting a lot on jazz, just
it
quietly.
Is. I suppose, yeah, the jazz hands, they're powerful.
Apparently they are. Look at that, changing the world. Jazz hands. Shooting lightning and jazz at people. April 30, by the way, is Honesty Day as well.
Okay.
So if I'm honest, I don't get how jazz can bring the world together. That's just me.
That's honest.
Okay, we'll go from there. All right. Reece Williams, our mayor, welcome back.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Not bad.
We've missed you. It's been a long time.
It has been far too long.
You've been avoiding us after was it last time we gave you Vegemite?
I'm worried that you're going to make me eat something weird on air again.
Well,
that's what we said. We're like, he hasn't come back because he was
certainly not on a Friday either, especially. Anyway.
Promise there's no food involved today.
No. I didn't have breakfast. I was looking forward to a meal.
We can't
All right, let's rustle something up.
All right, we'll make something. What have I got?
What's in the bin?
Thanks, Nikki.
Highlighters and scotch tape. What do you reckon?
Excellent.
Yum. And nutritious as well. Which is good.
Now, look, we're rolling into the first kind of semi-regular weekend For a bit since the most recent bout of lockdown. I mean, it's been pretty tough for everyone, hasn't it?
Yeah, and obviously being a snap lockdown, there wasn't really time for businesses to be able to prepare themselves. Yeah. So I've been out and about talking to business owners all of this week and, you know, there was a lot of stock lost, having to pay wages when you didn't have people working, cancellations of bookings. I think the impact was huge this time around.
And also a long weekend.
Yeah.
That's like people would have planned all sorts of things for that.
In fact, businesses tell me that the Anzac Day weekend in Mandurah is often, you know, the biggest weekend following Christmas.
Yeah,
and it's the
one
that they prepare for in the lead up to the winter sort of turn down. So it's a very important one for them. But one of the things that this community is really good at is getting out and doing their bit. I just wanted to really let people know, you know, without JobKeeper, without some of those support mechanisms, this was a really hard one for them. If there was a time that you could go out and maybe do a local tour, plan to have lunch or a beer with some mates or perhaps take the family out for dinner, this would be a really good time to do it. Just give them a hand, get out and support them.
Yeah, good call. And thinking too, you know, be a bit of a tourist. Like, I mean, yeah, stuff like the train on the foreshore, things like that would probably appreciate some extra love.
Yeah, you know, you'd go out to the trampoline centre, the flip-out place out on Mandurah Road or perhaps, you know, a dolphin tour or, like I said, take the family out for lunch or a beer with a mate at one of the great pubs that we've got around town. You can now because the restrictions obviously over the weekend will ease, but you can today as well as long as you follow those guidelines. So just get out and help them out and support them. Keep it in the back of your mind, or perhaps at the front of your mind, that it's good to be able to do your bit and, you know, be a good citizen and help out those businesses. And at the same time, you get to actually go out and enjoy the city that you live in as well.
Yeah, good weekend as well. I mean, obviously rain the last couple of days, but it's clearing up.
Yeah,
nice weekend out and about.
So have your Anzac Day weekend, whatever you had planned and celebrations, let's get underway and do it this weekend.
Don't need to be encouraged twice to go out and have a beer.
No, that's right.
No. Sold.
If it's your duty as a citizen to go out and have a beer, that's not a bad job.
All right, the mayor told me to. I have to.
I think we can do it. You're welcome back with that kind of talk anytime.
Good to see you guys.
Bruce Williams, good to have you in. What do you reckon the lowest noties you could get to?
I have no idea. Okay.
All right. Well, want to hear the
lowest? Terrible.
Sounds like we're perfect. I'm sorry. Want to hear the lowest note sung by a woman?
Sure.
Joy Chapman, a singer from Surrey, British Columbia, has officially set the Guinness World Record for lowest note ever sung by a female. She did it in February. She hit a C sharp note at 34.21 hertz, and here's the range. She's working down to it.
Okay.
I think we went through time towards the end there. She reckons she can go lower.
What? That's ridiculous.
Still, if she did, I doubt anyone would actually be able to hear it, to be honest.
No.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she's almost dropped out of the audible range as it is there.
That is the devil.
Yeah, you'll feel it. You won't be able to hear it. I'm fairly certain you're communicating with whales once you get to that stage. And I'm pretty certain next up you're in brown note territory. I'm not sure. That's where it impacts your stomach.
Oh.
Or lower in the digestive tract.
It already sounds like it is.
It will be. And after that, if you go any lower, I believe you'll start to form a black hole.
Or it'll come out your black hole.
Maybe.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And live from another Mark McGowan press conference, it's Nikki Parkinson.
I'm still waiting for him to come out. Thank you. The nominees for the 2021 Billboard Music Awards have been announced. Oh. The Weeknd is leading the way with 16 nominations.
Not surprising.
No. DaBaby follows with 11. Oh. Pop Smoke on 10. Then Gabby Barrett and Megan Thee Stallion follow on 9 and 7 nominations each.
Wow, okay.
Drake and Bad Bunny also both got 7 nominations each.
Why does Drake keep popping up in awards ceremonies?
This is, well, Billboard Music Awards are like the ones people listen to the most, stream the most.
Streams, okay.
Yeah, right. So it's often very different. The top artist finalists are Drake, Juice WRLD, Pop Smoke, Taylor Swift and The Weeknd.
Right.
The ceremony will take place on Sunday, May 23rd. Now, Billie Eilish has released a new song. This one is called Your Power.
With you, try not to abuse your power. I know we didn't choose to change. You might not want to lose.
lush sounds.
Lush.
The lush sounds of Billie Eilish.
Released the music video at the same time. She's like sitting on the side of a cliff with a snake slithering all over her.
Yes.
As you'd imagine from Billie.
Khaki? Like slippers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And khaki and
khaki
slippers.
Khaki and slippers, of course. Yeah. The song is the first single from her upcoming album, Happier Than Ever, which is out on July 30th.
Sorry, ironic, given that sound. It doesn't sound like she's happier than
ever.
Happy
on the inside.
That's good.
Pink has a new single out next week. The song is going to be called All I Know So Far, and it's here next Friday, with an album and a documentary of the same name due out on May 21st. In a recent interview, she said this will be a very honest album about her personal life over the past year or so.
Every time Carrie pisses me off, I write a poem.
So what's the vibe of this one, can I ask? Like, what's the sound? Where are we at?
No, I mean, I've been making music since I was 16 professionally. Yeah. And so it's just been chapters. If this whole thing will end up being a life story and an experience, each album is a chapter of that. So
yeah,
it will be where I'm at now. And what an interesting time to be creative. What an interesting time to be thinking about the human experience and what we're all going through.
Mm. Didn't really answer the question much. What's the tone like? I'm not saying.
Not saying yet. And Justin Bieber and BTS are reportedly teaming up to release a song together. I mean, we knew it was going to happen, didn't we?
A popgasm waiting to happen.
A popgasm, Jesus. Can you imagine if Bieber and BTS fans combine, like them alone listening to it will make it break records.
And like, is that like what happens when two black holes come together? Do they annihilate each other?
Yeah.
Or do they create something that destroys the world?
Explosion, yeah.
Yeah. Look out.
We'll have to wait and see.
Scientists will have to be measuring this.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.